my lips a humming tune. The last dove of the season, the last of rhyme or reason, the laughter lingers in your ear. I know,
the Amanda White Band, everybody. Woo! Live in Studio A.
Thanks, guys.
With Interrobang. That's part of the new stuff that you're doing?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And any idea when that's going to be done and out?
Nope.
Depends. There you go.
We'll see.
All right,
we'll get to it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
that was
so
great.
Much.
That was great. Yeah. 11 in the morning to be able to do that. That was terrific.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody, so much.
Peace.
All right. So at 11:02, we have Sue.
Hello, Sue. Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Didn't it sound great?
Awesome. It was awesome.
In the
Amanda
awake.
White Band, everybody.
I'm awake.
All right. So, what's going on with something about the women today?
Oh, well, at about, I don't know, 11:30, quarter to 12, Danielle Moralia will be here. So
that's
pretty exciting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She's playing at the Burren on Thursday for a benefit for the ACLU.
Yeah, Linda's going to be there, too.
Yeah, I know. I tried to get her to come up, but she's busy.
Oh, well, she wasn't too busy. Never mind.
She came on earlier. She must have had something in between.
I guess.
Anyway, yeah. So as usual, I'm going to start my show with some Jill Sobule,
and that's on the CD that I have to play.
It is. That's
we're
going to
cross
CD.
Our fingers and hope the CD player works.
I sure hope so. If it doesn't, then there's going to be some silence and then some cursing, and then I'll get back to you.
All right. And what is this that we're playing?
We're playing a song by Jill Sobule in celebration of Prop 50 passing.
Oh, Tuesday was good, wasn't it?
Tuesday was amazing.
All right. Something about the women, everybody. I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Sue, and here's Jill Sobule to start us off.
Behind me waits for me to get undressed. She asks if I need water. I can barely understand her. I think she asked me what I do, and I said that I'm a singer. She laughs and claps her hands, and then she begins and she sings. I like to go. Strong just like a wrestler. She needs and pulls and climbs on top. It hurts, but I will try to take it. Ask her if she's ever been to San Francisco. She tells me that she can't leave. They won't let her leave. She sings, I like to go. To go to I'm in and how they treat the girls. I know that it's legitimate, but still it makes me wonder. She gets up to leave and I put back on my clothes. I tip her well, she bows to me. I really hope one day she gets to go to San Francisco.
seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go to Chicago. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. To leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
Chicago.
Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Brave for us to stay, even braver to go away. Wherever they go, I go, Chicago. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. What we need, the Lord will give us. All we want, we carry with us. You know where I can be found. The rainbow hits the ground. I'm not alone, not afraid, not alone, not afraid. Cause this bird, little old bird, this bird left his cage.
So much magic.
We have known
on
the sapphire.
on this path. You don't need to know everything that is. See, desperation could lead anywhere. I went to see a magic guide just to hear what he would prescribe. And everything he told me sounded fair. Fall in the water with your head first. Nothing is as scary as that. But don't you worry about a thing. I only see good times coming. And that is all we're looking at. Would be the one left. And that kind of spirit leaves a bad taste in your mouth. I'm gonna charge a little fee from you. Somehow I gotta make a living too. You got another subject for a song that you can write.
Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue here in the squeaky chair where some things work and some things don't, but we're going to muddle through. That was brand new music from Tift Merritt, Last Day I Knew What to Do from her album Time and Patience. Before that, Boot Juice, new to me band, did A Hard Time for Hard Times, which is true today, I think, and also true. Mavis Staples has a brand new album, and it's amazing. We heard Chicago sending out support and love to Chicagoland in light of what's going on out there. And Be Strong, People. That's from Mavis's new album, Sad and Beautiful World. We heard Rhiannon Giddens singing with the Resistance Revival Chorus, All You Fascists Bound to Lose, which they did on Tuesday, right? And that is an old Woody Guthrie song. And we started with Jill Sobule. The song San Francisco from her album from 2009, California Years. So, the sun's coming out. It must be tomorrow. Danielle Morali is going to be here soon. She's going to play in studio, I hope. I hope she brings her guitar. Otherwise, we'll play some records. And we're just going to keep the music rolling. Let's see, what do we got now? We've got some brand new Juliana Hatfield here on Something About the Women.
I don't know why. baby, I don't care. I don't care.
You're so square. 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 You're so square.
Seeking gain, all your senators and lawyers with your motives to explain, all you victims and you heroes, your petitions to complain, all your murderers and martyrs on the fields where you lay slain, on the just and unjust, I like it all rain, and the quality of mercy is not strange. Yes, vengeance and revenge, they're just two words for pain. And the quality of mercy is not strange. Did not I crucify my Lord? Did not I bind him in chains? Did not I three times betray him? Three times deny his name? Did not I cast the first stone? Then justify the blame? Did not he die for my sins? But never would I do the same. Oh, I've been three times a sinner and two times a saint. And the quality of mercy is not strange. Yes, for love, if it's love, is changing but unchanged. And the quality of mercy is not strange. Hypocrites and liars.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Senators and lawyers.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Victims and heroes.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Murderers and martyrs.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Crucify my Lord.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Bind him in chains.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Three times betrayed.
The quality of mercy is not strange.
Justify the blame.
The quality of mercy is
on the just and unjust. Alike it does rain. And the quality of mercy is not strange.
Fahrenheit degrees, stable now with rising possibilities. It degrees.
Oh, yeah. Suzanne Vega, 99.9 Fahrenheit degrees. We have a few months till we get to that temperature. That is from the album of the same name. Came out in 1992. Before that, Michelle Schacht from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack. We heard Quality of Mercy. That goes back to 1996. Phoebe Snow, an oldie but a goodie from 1974. Good times. Let the good times roll. And Joni Mitchell, You're So Square, Baby, I Don't Care. That is from Wild Things, Run Fast, from 1982. How did that album come out in 1982? I consider that like one of her later albums. And we start with brand new music from Juliana Hatfield, a single called Popsicle. So now that I'm craving popsicles, I can let you know that my guest in the studio is Danielle Moralia. Are you there?
Hi. Here.
Oh, awesome.
How's it
Yay.
Going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm making sure that that all the
there.
Microphones are working. I don't even know. Let's see. That's four. Okay. Yep. Give me a strum on the guitar all just right. So I know it's... Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
How you been?
I've been good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. You haven't been up for a little while, but you've been on a couple times.
Yeah, I think the last time was one of the live music days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, those are really fun. They're still doing them. And a couple of years ago, it coincided with Porch Fest. So that didn't work out for me because I was doing Porch Fest. But live day is always a good time.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of gigs coming up.
I have a few. I just had a super busy early fall.
Uh-huh.
It's slowing down a little bit now, but I'm going to be recording in November, so it's usually a good
fantastic.
Time to slow down with the gigs when you're going to do some
recording. Oh, that's awesome. So the album that you're doing, is it going to be acoustic or full band?
Honestly, I'm not sure what if I know we're going into the studio. The songs I'm doing in the studio in November are full band.
Awesome.
But it might be a hodgepodge.
Uh-huh.
So I'm on the fence. I'm like, do I put out an EP of five songs with the band or do I put, because I've been recording some acoustic songs as well over the last year.
Uh-huh.
So I might put some of those on there and make it a full length and we'll see how it all fits together.
Right.
It's like my method is always to just book the time and then figure
see what happens. Yeah.
Because if I overthink it, I'll think about it forever and never do it. So
right.
I just say, all right, just light the fire
and do it.
Yeah.
That's great. Because I don't know if people think about albums anymore. I know I do.
Yeah.
I mean, people, you know, they get their song on, you know, some streaming service or they, you know, thankfully people like me still buy CDs from artists at gigs and actually buy them. Which is why I have a storage problem. But, you know, some, you know, maybe if you did the EP and then later, I mean, I guess that's a double expense, right, to then put out the full full album.
Yeah, it depends on if you're doing physical copies too. You
right.
know, like it's so... Honestly, I think nobody knows what to do anymore right now.
Right.
Like do we do CDs? You know, it's like you still feel like you need to have some kind of physical product
right.
to make it a legit
well,
thing.
Yeah. And,
you know,
there are some people that actually like physical product, you know?
I
know I do. It's
and
like,
I still, yeah. And there's still people who will buy the CD. So I, you know, I'll probably do a short run or something and see how that goes and then get more.
And what about vinyl?
I've thought about vinyl. Vinyl might happen. It depends. If it's a full length, I'll probably do vinyl. But vinyl is it's
expensive.
It's an undertaking. Yeah,
yeah,
it's expensive. And you have to make sure you get a really good mastering engineer who knows how to
do
make
it
sound proper.
Yeah.
And
does
so
the
it's
raw
a whole thing.
Yeah. Does the raw product come from China? Is it getting tariffed out the wazoo?
You know what? I don't even know. I
thought about
into
that.
That's a good question.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
The times we live in.
There's just, if there's a... I don't want to come on here and just complain the whole time.
No, that would be fine because we would both be in the same space.
It just seems like, I mean, there's just everything is being, you know, messed with, you know. But yeah. Over the years, even before all of this was happening, it seems like slowly but surely anything that's been a positive for the arts, for musicians, for the arts, where you can do it independently, it's like, oh, wait, they're doing it independently. We better figure out a way to make that not a thing, to make sure they have to be reliant on some big company one
right.
way or the other, you know? So it's just, no matter what, you're always like, it's like we're constantly just trying to
find
a swim upstream, paddle upstream.
And now, you know, there's a boycott going on of Spotify.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're running ads for ICE recruitment.
God, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
So. I haven't actually made them. So one of my albums is through a label, so I don't have
you can't
control
it.
Of that.
Yeah.
I have. I'll be honest. I haven't made the move yet, but I discourage people from going there to listen to it. And,
yeah.
And I don't think that it's. I'm not making them any money, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, I canceled my subscription.
I haven't had. Well, I've always gone through Apple Music, which uh-huh. you know probably has its own set of problems. But
yeah, they all do, right? Because all of yeah. them. Apple's bent the knee. Google's bent the knee.
Yeah.
Google doesn't have a music service, do they? But Amazon's bent the knee. You know, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon is the.
It's the knee.
It is the knee. Yeah.
Well, Joan Baez just took all her music off of Amazon.
She did. Well, that's what the thing is. What we really need is for the big artists who actually do make money for these companies to take a stand and take their
exactly.
music off of there. Because me taking my music off there is not going to make any.
Right.
It might make a statement within
right.
a small community. It's not going to really hurt them. But if Taylor Swift takes her music
right.
off there, it will hurt them. You
right.
know, if Beyonce takes her music off there, Beyonce might not have her music. She has her own streaming service.
She?
Tidal is Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's what I switched
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
That's what I
yeah.
And it was easy. By the way, if you're a Spotify user, I don't mean to, you know, get all political and whatever, but if you don't like the fact that they're airing ICE recruitment ads, I was able to switch all my music, and you know, as a DJ, like I listen to a lot of different music, all my playlists, all my music, from Spotify to Tidal during my lunch hour.
Yeah, it's
less
easy.
Than a lunch hour, and
yeah.
nothing's different. The interface is very similar; you won't even miss it. The quality's better. The artists get paid better.
Yeah, and I think they even have some music that's exclusive to Tidal too. That's
right.
pretty cool. So yeah, no, it might be worth it. And who knows? Maybe something behind the scenes is, you know, but
yeah.
I don't think they're doing ICE recruitment.
No. Do they even have a commercial service? I don't know if they do. They have one with ads.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
How about something uplifting? You want to play us a song?
Well, the song's not going to be uplifting, but I'll play a
okay.
song.
That's okay. I'll give you a pass this time.
I'm going to do... So I haven't put out an album since 2020, but I have put out a single since 2020.
I remember.
And, this is... I'm going to play that one.
Cool.
So this is... I wrote this before... before this last election.
Right.
In hopes that people would just simply stop talking about the guy. And
right.
maybe that would help, you know, because I feel like we've helped by giving this
right.
person publicity. And it goes
right.
for, it's like, this could kind of fall into anybody who's awful. Just stop talking about them because
that's
our
and
biggest
mistake. Become irrelevant.
Yeah.
Notice how nobody's talking about Elon Musk anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's the problem, is that we give publicity to the worst people, and that's on us, too.
Right, you know, absolutely. It's on us and the media.
The people who hate
and,
them are the
yeah.
ones who are giving them the most publicity. So
sad but true.
Anyway, so this is... it was hopeful at the time, I guess,
okay.
if you want to look at it that way.
Danielle Moralia here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Let's do that again. Don't make that man a painting. Don't write that man a song. Don't cater to his cravings. Don't reward him for his wrongs. You're jacking up his ratings to prove how much you hate him. That villain's loudest critics are the ones who made him. You're a victim of your inability to look away. You can't let it go. You have to show you have something to say. It thrives on your outrage, and you always take the bait. Breathe life. what you make. Don't make that man a painting. Don't write that man a song. Don't cater to his cravings. Don't reward him for his wrongs. You're jacking up his ratings to prove how much you hate him. That villain's loudest critics are the ones who made him. You got what it takes to take the power from that man. Writing yourself red while you're carrying the fan. Your funny quips, your rants, your rips are blowing in the breeze. Hold a mirror to a monster's face and he likes what he sees. Don't make that man a painting. Don't write that man a song. Don't cater to his cravings. Don't reward him for his wrongs. And while you compose your eloquent attack, he's built in a billboard on your back. Every word is fodder for his fandom. You meant to mock him, and you wrote them an anthem. Well, I can't predict the future, but it's looking pretty grim. 'Cause the rest of us need just as much attention as him. Sing it back to me now. Don't make that man a painting. Don't write that man a song. Don't cater to his cravings. Don't reward him for his wrongs. You're jacking up his ratings to prove how much you hate him. That villain's loudest critics are the ones who made him.
Hey, audience of one plus everybody out in the world. What's the title of that, since I forget?
Oh, that one's called The Ones Who Made Him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm just trying to put it in our little log here. Ooh, it even comes up. It autofills. Isn't that nice?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, I have to say it's live. It was live, everybody.
I hope
so
there weren't too many vocal cracks on that.
No, that was awesome.
Just woke up voice right now.
No, you know, no, it sounded
easy.
It sounded great.
Warm up one.
Mike, the show before me, Mike on the mic. He had this Amanda White band on, and this woman was hitting high C's like at 10:45 in the morning. She was just like insane.
Yeah.
I was awake then.
Yeah.
No, you sound great.
Oh, thank you.
And playing through the pain.
Yeah, I've got a shoulder problem right now, and so I'm woo.
Been there, felt that. And we've been trading, you know, sob stories about our body parts.
I can't do, like, you know, this is let alone, I can't even do like regular tasks around the house right now, let alone what I'm doing right now, but it's okay.
So it's on the side left.
For,
so where you're
like
fingering.
Yeah. Yep.
Man,
it's
yikes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to get you hooked up with a good shoulder doctor.
Yeah. That's if anybody out there has some, has a good,
I got a guy.
Give me a cortisone shot.
Right.
Or something.
I have some in the car after this.
You just have some in the car. We get some off the market.
Right. Little generic cortisone. So Thursday, you got a big gig coming up at the Burren.
That's going to be fun. That's, Boston Rock Rebel Coalition.
Uh-huh.
It's Linda Vane's project.
Oh, yeah.
She
was here earlier this morning, too.
She was here this morning. I asked her if she wanted to come with me. Now she's like, oh, I'm going to be there at 8:30 in the morning.
She was gone by the time I got
here. So she's even more of a trooper because she woke up,
super early.
Really early.
Yeah.
But she's like, she's just the coolest. And she's like,
she's everywhere, too. She's just
everywhere. She's a sweetheart of a human. She's just like
absolutely.
The most, I don't know, just bright and sweet person that
absolutely.
I've ever, you know, she's one of my favorites in the scene. She's just so cool. And so she invited me to be part of this thing. I'm going to do like about a 30-minute opening set of, you know, of tunes, and probably we'll sing some together as well.
Oh, cool.
She's, the group that she's with is going to do, they're going to do a set of, you know, protest covers, pretty much. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Is that Girl with a Hawk?
Yeah. Well, it's they're calling it Boston Rock Rebel Coalition.
Oh, I see. So
and,
they're
it might be members of Girl with a Hawk.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so that's like it's to benefit the ACLU.
Which needs our money now more than ever.
Yeah. And they're a good, like, I mean, there's a lot of organizations to donate to, but they're a great umbrella organization for just kind of at least resisting against a lot of just bad stuff.
Yeah. You know, they offer a lot of really good online trainings. I've been taking advantage of them.
Yeah.
And they're really good, and they, you know, they don't charge for them, and you can get, you know, sort of activated in your own communities, and it's, you know, they're doing a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah.
So absolutely support them. I would come to the gig, but I have harmonica class at the
same
time.
Oh, that's cool. Is that with Annie Raines?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
The we call ourselves Harpageddon. We are a harmonica ensemble.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's Thursday nights, unfortunately.
I remember being at Jeff Bartley's open mic one night.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like, you guys like just kind of, you did like a parade through the...
She makes
us
march.
I think it was a holiday time, and you did this parade of holiday songs through the... Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. We played at Belmont Porch Fest this year. We got rained out of Medford Porch Fest, unfortunately.
Oh, I know. I saw that got rained out this year.
Yeah. So, the next year, there's always next year.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of rehearsal, because our class just started up again, like, a few months ago, after, like, not being together for a long time. So anyway, enough about me. So so Thursday night at the Burren.
Yeah.
And so it's you and Linda Viennes and this Boston, what is it?
Boston Rock Rebel Coalition.
All right.
I think I'm saying it right.
All right. I think you are too. It doesn't sound right when I say it. That's fantastic. And what time does it start?
It starts at 7 o'clock.
Awesome.
And
nice
you can
and
get
early.
Tickets at 24hourconcerts.com.
I bet you have an in there.
Yeah. I do have an in. Yes.
Yeah. So 24hourconcerts.
Concerts.com. That's the way to get directly to the ticket page.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's great when you go to the Burren. You know, you can get food. You can get drink.
Yeah.
It's a great room to hear music. So
it's the home base.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And everybody loves playing there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's great.
I won't, you know, I'll reveal that I have that I'm a little biased because my husband is the person who curates the music on those shows.
He does a good job.
But you know, I've seen him over the years. It's been 10 years that we started in 2015.
Wow.
And I started there. I used to do, I don't know if you know this, I used to do a songwriter series. And I didn't start the songwriter series. I took it over from my friend Melissa Morris in 2000.
Oh, okay.
And I used to do a Sunday series. It was a Sunday series. It was like when I had first started playing out. So it was a great way for me to cut my teeth and also kind of build a little bit of a local following and get to know people in the community.
That's
and
awesome.
And I would book two other singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. We'd pass the hat for them, and then I would do a set at 10 o'clock every Sunday.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. So that's how... So Tom and I kind of... his name's Tom Bianchi. and he you know, would come by. Like, that's how kind of one of the places we recorded. And then... and then I started touring a bunch, and so he's such a good host. So I was like, and he knew how to run the sound better than I did and everything. So I was like, I would get there, and there would just be like a pile of spaghetti chords, you know,
God,
and I would be like,
that's the worst.
Losing my mind. And so that's how he ended up with this series, because, you know, he took that one over, and then when they decided they wanted to do ticketed shows there, That's how
it was born.
Yeah, so it's been about 10 years now, and it's a great series. And it's he was like, I'll only do it if we can put a proper sound system in the back of the room and get proper lighting. And so now it's like a lot of people's favorite place to play.
That's great. Know? And what's going on with the building? I heard they were trying to like
so
tear
far,
it down.
So
or...
far, we're kicking the can down the road, but there, you know, there's still it's not that we're not in the clear of the threat of it. They're still trying to get. I think the original company that wanted to do it might be out of the picture now. I don't really know, honestly, but we still need to, like, if you live in Somerville and you see those meetings come up on a
go attend and it's all about
go show
making
up and
your
let
voice
them
heard.
Know that you don't want a tower in Davis Square because
I just can't even picture it. So
all
right, well, it's time for another song.
all right what's the next one? Let's see. Oh, I'll do this one. This will be on the next album.
Oh, cool.
Call your dad, you're in a car. Last line you had is gone. The sky's below, the sea's above, all your shades are drawn. Shut inside, you slide and slide in deeper isolation. The knob is broke, your radio is stuck on that one station. Coming near the door.